that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.
So yesterday, CNN filed suit claiming that the Trump administration revoked the press credentials of Jim Acosta wrongly. And look, when you stab an intern, you know, or beat her with a brick or whatever it was that the doctored video shows, maybe you should be thrown out. The right wing was like, yeah, we're on board. You know, I actually had a couple of MAGA friends going, see, CNN, they're fake news. They should be thrown out anyway. Well, today, the right wing not pleased as Fox News, their beloved Fox News, has joined with CNN and saying that, you know, journalists should have actually have access to the leadership, because I think even they get that when Trump loses in 2020, they don't want to be on the outside looking in the same vein. And again, as I said earlier, the sword cuts both ways. And here to share some thoughts on the lawsuit, I've asked New York City Attorney Richard Roth to come talk with us. Richard, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, any surprise Fox News jumped on this bandwagon?
You know, it was a smart move by Fox News, because what Donald Trump did right now, well, in connection with this, is sort of akin to what he's done in a lot of other things, just stupid. You can't just throw a reporter out because he asks good questions and puts you in a terrible situation. It's somewhat babyish. It's no different than saying there's a fraud in Florida, why should there be a recount, because my guys didn't win. So, you know, my answer is grow up. And Fox, I think, said grow up, Mr. President. He has every right to be in there unless there's some kind of a real issue with him. And I think it's smart for Fox to jump in there.
Well, Acosta did stab the intern or hit her with
in that doctored video, right?
Yeah, which is, you know, I gotta tell you, is kind of, you know, kind of scary that, you know, our government is, you know, throwing out, you know, fake news.
Well, the irony about Donald Trump is that if it's anti Donald Trump, it's fake news.
Right.
If it's pro Donald Trump, it's great. And I think that Fox basically, which it's somewhat surprising they did it, but I think it was a smart move. They said, listen, there's certain things that rise above and beyond the nonsense that goes on in the administration every day. And that is, the group of reporters, are entitled to access. And we are entitled to protection. It's news gathering under the First Amendment. And there's been prior decisions on this issue. You know, leave him alone and let him be in there. The problem is Donald will let him be in there, but he won't answer any of his questions. You know how Trump is. But, yeah, I think it's a good thing Fox jumped in on that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, the White House has come out now and said, look, you know, we have the right. I mean, the Justice Department says, you know, the White House should have the right because he was disruptive. He asked that second question. It was disrespectful. It was rude to the other reporters by asking that second question.
Well, the answer is they don't. They don't have a right. There was a decision in 1977 by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. It's Sherrill versus Knight. And in that case, this guy Robert Sherrill was denied a pass, and it went to the District of Columbia Court of Appeals Court, which is right below one of the courts below the U.S. Supreme Court. And the court said essentially the protection afforded news gatherers under the First Amendment guarantee of freedom of the press requires that access not be denied arbitrarily. They're for less than compelling reasons. You need a real reason. And if there's no reason, then they're entitled to be in the room. And so Trump is wrong. If Trump wants to fight that fight, he will, and it is going to the courts. The only advantage Trump has is it deflects and defrays from all the other stuff going on in the White House.
Yep.
Now we can talk about this issue as opposed to immigration or his best friend over in North Korea. So it really, that's the only reason why he's letting this prolong itself.
No, and that's the other question in this is, you know, is this another one of his masterful, you know, deflections to where now we're chasing, like the cat chasing the string?
Yeah. We're not talking about the firing of Sessions. We're not talking some of his threats to the House Democrats. You know, the allegations over voter fraud, all that stuff that really should be in the news. There he goes. He deflects again. So now we're talking about whether he's going to let poor Acosta in the press conferences. It's just silly. And there's so much silliness that goes on in that White House. It's just embarrassing.
Oh no, it is embarrassing. I mean, but outside the embarrassment, it's a national disgrace. I mean, if you look at, you know, just the last week alone, Evidently, we can't go out in the rain. Evidently, we don't give a rat's behind about our soldiers or veterans, or we don't even show up to Arlington, let alone a cemetery in France.
We don't know how to police our forests. It's their fault about the fires in California.
Right. No, I mean
it's a farce. It's an absolute farce. And what's remarkable is that more people don't understand that. We're living in a remarkable country.
Yeah, but you know, I look at this Acosta thing as it's really an interesting moment because I actually know people who think it's a great idea, who said, you know, CNN's just fake news, they just make stuff up, and that, you know, they have bought the Trump line. So I'm looking at this as one of these moments where this is one of those battles well beyond just Trump. It's we the people. It's us. We're so divided. And this guy is kind of, you know, like the Pied Piper of division that's led us to this point.
And that's why, you know, that the interesting thing is not only that Fox joined him, but what are the people, what are the pro-Trump, pro-Republican, neoconservatives going to do when they have Trump on one side of the fence and Fox on the other? So there's a chance with Fox joining him that some of the Republicans will say, wait a minute, you know, Fox is right and Trump is wrong. Because now you sort of have to choose. Or is Fox also wrong? Because God forbid Fox should be wrong. So it's a very interesting sort of dichotomy that's coming into play here between, you know, who's right and who's wrong. But the bottom line is that the actual words by the U.S. Court of Appeals are that Acosta had to be a potential source of physical danger to the president or his family, so serious to justify that he'd be denied privileges. Is that really what CNN is? He's gonna punch the president?
So that's the bar, then, you know, not just, you know, being rude, as Trump pointed out, you're just a rude man. Rude has nothing to do with it.
That's the bar. The bar is a potential source of physical danger. Not only that, but the way it works is that there's an application made and there's a decision. There's at least an administrative process, and then there's an eviction or not an eviction. Here it was, I don't like your questions. It's like the woman the next day, he said, that's a stupid question. She asked him about the Mueller investigation. He says, you ask stupid questions. It's just remarkable that people see this in the way that they see it.
Yeah, but here's the other part of this. Let's say they bring Acosta back. Do they ever have to call on him again? And that's the thing. If he's such a rude guy, why'd you call on him?
Yeah, the funny thing is he doesn't have to call him, but the problem is that he's going to have to call him because Acosta is not the kind of guy that's going to sit in a room and look the other way. He will pop up and he will ask some very good questions. And unfortunately for Donald Trump, he's got to answer him. He's got to talk about Mueller. He's got to talk about the Florida election. He's got to talk about, you know, why he fired Sessions and whether he's going to appoint Whitaker temporarily. These are questions that the public wants to know, and it's just so inappropriate for him to weed out people who challenge him. The whole process is a challenging process.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what the Fourth Estate is for. I mean, that's why it's a constitutionally protected profession. That's the reason we have it, to hold the power in check, isn't it?
Or yeah, it is.
Did
it
I just
is.
Forget my, you know, my ninth grade civics class?
No, it there's so many constitutional problems with what he did. One is, it's a check of power. Two is due process. You know, they get rid of this guy without notice, without a chance to respond, without a written opinion from the White House. It's just, he should have due process. You don't just summarily say, you're not coming in anymore. I'm closing the gates to you. It's just not the way it's done. And there's not much that's been done in the last 2 years, which is in conformity with tradition or with the laws. It's just, Donald does what he wants to do.
Yeah, but, you know, again, you said that's not how it's done. That's not how it used to be done. We now have an authoritarian figure in the White House. And like it or not, you know, and I'll use the F word, he's a fascist leader. I mean, it is what it is. Or that's where he wants to go. You look at who he pals around with. He gets love letters from Kim Jong-un. You know, the only time he smiled in France is, you know, when he was shaking hands with Putin.
Yeah, the funny thing about that, if you looked at it, I thought it was pretty funny because the Putin meeting was very interesting because Putin, before they met, was very serious and very concerned. His face looked concerned as to what was going to happen. It looked to me like afterwards Putin was laughing, like, what a schmuck.
And that's it. I mean, you know, now we find out what's going on in North Korea that, you know, they're not going to stop their nuclear program.
I don't know what to say. I just read the book from Bob Woodward that talked about China, and all Trump could say was how he was best friends with the Chinese prime minister. And that just, it's, I mean, it's, you know, a narcissistic con man is the best way I could say.
And not a good con man at that. I mean, you know, at the end of it, I said from the beginning when the whole North Korea thing was going on, I fear our con man is not as good as the other side's con man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I will give him credit for being a conversation. Let's
sure.
You know, give credit where it's due. That is a good thing. But that's, I think, where it begins and ends. I don't think anything's happened after that. I mean, it's better off talking than worrying about nuclear war, and that is a good. But to say, to think that there's been a change in the North Korean policy and nuclear program is just fictitious.
Yeah.
It's fake news. That's what it is.
No, that's a good point. Last question I've got for you. You know, in looking at this suit, let's say it does go against the administration, and they choose. They say we don't care. We're just not. We're not letting him back. We're not giving him credentials. What are the ramifications in that happening?
Well, I mean, let's go to the extreme. The extreme is that if a court rules that he's allowed in and they don't let him in, then they could very well be in contempt of court. So you could have a District Columbia District Court decision, which presumably will be appealed, which says he's allowed in. The same court that ruled with regard to Robert Sherrill, they could say Acosta is allowed in. And if he violates a court order, then he or the administration could be in contempt of court. It could be civil contempt. Could throw him in jail. Is that going to happen?
No.
No, but eventually what happens with Trump is somebody 10% of the time takes him in a corner and says, you're being a fool, just let the guy in. So I think that's what's going to happen here. But technically, if a court says he's allowed in, they don't allow him in, they're in contempt.
Could it rise to the Supreme Court? I mean, is this something that would make its way there?
I mean, it could. What's sort of sad is that there's so many very serious issues that are before the Supreme Court between gay rights and pregnancy and abortion and immigration and just real issues. And this could go there. It's sort of a shame we're wasting the resources, but it almost went there the last time in 77. It could go there. I don't think, though, even this Supreme Court would probably side with CNN and Fox, saying, listen, you got to let him in.
Yeah, even though, because here's the thing, and I know, and you, as you cited, there are some very important issues before the court. I think I would rather have this go before the court than what they're going to rule on choice and on labor issues and on everything else.
Yeah, because you know they're going to be tough rulings. No, I agree with you. We're in for a, you know, you got to keep Ruth Bader Ginsburg in a bubble.
Exactly.
Because we're in for a very, very difficult few years.
Yeah, then they better keep a mattress under her wherever she goes. No more falling.
Exactly. I don't know. Maybe Kavanaugh pushed her. Just kidding.
you never know. Don't give him any ideas. Heading for the keg. But, Richard, I appreciate the time. It was great talking with you. I'd love to talk to you again at some point.
Yeah, thanks. It was fun.
Good stuff. Attorney Richard Roth. You can check out their website, rrothlaw.com. Quick break. Right back after this. Stick around. You'll listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.